Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Neil. Hey, Feifei, I have a little guessing game for you.
Well, I like games, but is this the right time to be playing games? We're presenting a programme.
This game is about the programme. You need to guess what today's piece of authentic real English is.
Do I get any clues?
Nope.
Oh, come on, Neil. You want me to second guess what the expression is?
No, just one guess, not a second guess.
I didn't mean that. I said second guess. When you second guess something, you try to guess in advance what someone will do. So in Neil's case, I have to guess our expression. Neil is second guess the expression you wanted me to guess.
No, but it's a good one. Could we hear some more examples of it, please?
Of course. You don't need to second guess our examples.
As the weather is so unpredictable, we have to second-guess what customers will be eating in our cafe. I had to second-guess what my manager was planning and make my own decisions. There's no point second-guessing the score. Both teams are playing really well.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. We're learning about the expression second guess, which means to guess what someone will do. So, there's a new expression for you, Neil. Do you still want to play your guessing game?
Yeah, go on. It'll be fun.
Is the answer a wild guess?
Yes. Amazing. Right first time. A wild guess is a guess based on no knowledge. But how did you know the answer so easily?
I second guessed you. But it was an easy guess. Now, guess what?
What?
It's the end of the programme. Time to go.
I guess so.